It's me, the TONYT, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. So it's Monday, and I got a call very, very early that woke me up from the alarm company that monitors my church, letting me know that somebody set the alarm off. Well, I knew that it was a worker who was there to open up for the day, nothing nefarious or criminal, so I told him it was a false alarm, and then I gave a quick call just to make sure that the worker was okay and fully prepared to hear yes and then go back to sleep. But it was not okay. The unfortunate lady who had set the alarm off didn't know how to deactivate it at the panel. She was a little panicky, and I was trying to give her instructions over the phone while the alarm was going off very loudly, which made a frustrating and annoying situation a lot worse. It reminded me of Star Trek, when a captain would call for a red alert, and the lights on the ship would dramatically change color, and those klaxons would ring so loudly. And I would always think, how could any of the crew focus on the Romulans or the Borgs or whatever with all this noise? And then I thought about the crewmen who were not on the bridge, the ones who didn't have the same benefit that we in the audience did of seeing three warbirds decloaking off the starboard bow. And if it wasn't for the red alert, how would those on the lower decks even know that there was danger? They wouldn't instinctively know that there was a potentially deadly situation just outside their door. But when the captain calls for a red alert, they become aware, and they can secure their experiments, or find something to hold on to, or even more ideally, play a part to actually help. In Joel chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible tells us, "Blow a trumpet in Zion, set an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near." The world we live in, it's in some kind of danger too. Many ignore the signs of the times. They assume that we don't need to worry about God, but God hasn't changed. He's still coming, and each of us are going to face him and give an account for our lives. People every day live without the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and the world just keeps volleying calamities and pandemics and hopelessness and helplessness and idolatry and all manner of things to numb or distract us from the real issue that don't actually help with the issue. There's only one weapon, there's only one maneuver that can overcome the perils of this world, and that is faith in God through Jesus. And it's up to us to let the world know that he's the solution that they're looking for. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And 10:13 reiterates that everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. But verse 14 asks us, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him in whom they've never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? I'm not saying that you need a megaphone and a sandwich board and you have to stand on a box on a street corner and yell at passersby. In reality, we have to start living in a way that reminds people that Jesus is coming soon, like a thief in the night. We have to live with the expectation and share the gospel with an appropriate level of urgency and intentionality, making the most of the time that we have, as Ephesians 5 says, because the days are getting darker. Find someone today to whom you can be a reflection of God's light and salvation, and bring some hope into your world while there's still time. According to Jesus in Matthew 28:19, that's been the prime directive all along. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here. Red alert! Shields up!